Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the MediConnect Healthcare Roundtable. I'm your host, Corey Craig, and I am here with President Brian Breisinger, both of our associate managers, Sean Horn and Lance O'Brien, and in the back, we have Vice President Joe Randazzo. Before we kick things off, I just want to give the floor to Brian. He's just going to give you guys a little intro about what our company's all about.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it. So I'm Brian Breisinger with MediConnect. We are the area's largest fully independent healthcare advisory firm. So finally, a resource in the community that's free of influence from the carriers. Our organization has over 30 representatives. Our specialists offer no-cost consultations in person or even over the phone to help guide folks through this crazy healthcare maze. We take our clients on an annual basis. We work with them year in and year out, and our compensation comes direct from the carriers, Corey, so it's important I mention that. So there's not any out-of-pocket cost to the consumer themselves. So it's a win-win. You can reach us at 888-818-MEDI or 6334. You can also reach us online at MediConnectInsurance.com. We are doing workshops weekly throughout the entire region, trying to get out there to educate the population and to let them know that there's options out there for them. So we know there's a large problem in the United States right now, and that's really accessing affordable health care, and that's the whole reason for the roundtable here today.
Perfect. Yeah, couldn't agree more. So coming up next, we're going to dive into the background of the gentleman here with us today, brought to you by MediConnect Healthcare Roundtable on 3WS. Welcome back to the inaugural episode of the MediConnect Healthcare Roundtable. I'm your host, Corey Craig, and I am excited to jump right into the intros because I know that we all come from different backgrounds, but we kind of all share a common goal, and I think it would be a real value for our listeners. Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, my name is Brian Breisinger. I'm actually born and raised in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm in my mid-40s. I have a beautiful wife, Nicole. Two little children, Brennan and Brielle, right now at home. So obviously they're keeping life busy for me. My life started in the city schools, Corey. Grew up playing sports, was really involved in athletics. Was fortunate enough to receive a scholarship to college to play baseball. I did that for 4 years, graduated school, and afterwards, like probably many people out there, wasn't completely sure what I wanted to do in life. And I found my way into the financial advisory space. That's going back into the late 90s. I did that for an extended period of time, primarily working retail, which is where my life changed forever. You know, and we'll talk about maybe in later segments, but it sort of brought me into the insurance space, primarily the Medicare space, which ultimately led us to MediConnect. So my story is probably not unique, like a lot of other people out there. You don't plan any of this. It sort of happens by accident. And that's really my story. A kid raised in the city of Pittsburgh, still believe in the ethics and the values of this town, and want to really utilize the brand of MediConnect to be able to share it with everybody out in the public.
Very good, Brian. And we'll just jump right into Lance. I know he grew up in a little bit different area than you did yourself, but Lance, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I was actually born and raised in upstate New York, Albany, but I transplanted here to Pittsburgh back in 2002. I actually live in the Belle Vernon area. I would normally say West Newton, but most people don't know where that is. So I'm a Belle Vernon guy, and my history is my dad was a stonemason, and then I moved down here for a job actually as a pastor, and a lot of my career has been spent working with people one-on-one, meeting their needs, just getting to know what's happening in their life and really helping them. And I think that's really translated very well to what we do here at MediConnect because it's very people-focused. It's making sure that we really are able to understand where people are coming from, what their needs are, and how we can help them. So I got actually introduced to MediConnect through my wife, believe it or not, and Medicare in general. And it's not because she's 65. She is 4 months. It's older than me, but she's not 65. But she was doing Medicare, and I jumped in with her, and I've been doing it now for a little while, and I've really enjoyed working with MediConnect, I think most of all because of the education process. So just a little bit more about me. I have three kids. They've all graduated high school, but they all still live in my house, so I still have a full house, but it makes for a fun, packed life, and again, I love being a part of the MediConnect team.
Very good. And I'll transition over to one of the associate managers, Sean Horn. So, Sean, why don't you take it away?
Thank you, Corey. And again, yes, my name is Sean Horn, Associate Manager with MediConnect, a company I'm very, very proud to be affiliated with. And wanted to talk a little bit about a little bit more of our upbringings here, Corey. And what I'm very proud to be able to say, again, we share a lot of the same background, Brian and I, where I, too, grew up in the south side of Pittsburgh and had a very athletic background until I got to high school and I kind of realized that I didn't want to go further with it in college. So, therefore, when I got to college, I took a major that my dad said I should do because, you know, pushing a pencil is harder than manual labor. So I went into that type of environment. However, come across some classes where I was pretty well exposed to the fact that this is not what I wanted to do for my life. So kind of fall into the sales environment, if you will. Had a pretty nice career in a different industry, and unfortunately that kind of faded away due to the economy at that time. Come into contact with Brian Breisinger, who said, listen, man, this is a pretty awesome opportunity because of the fact that there's such a hotbed of people in our backyard that need a lot of help of what we provide. So therefore, I'm still a resident of the South Hills of Pittsburgh with my wife, Tina, and our two beautiful little girls at home, Aliana and Kaylee, who are very involved in dance. And when I'm not busy with MediConnect functions, I'm very proudly right alongside watching them in their competitions. And truly blessed to be a part of such an awesome organization, and look forward to speaking more in the future about what we intend to provide to our community.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm going to tell a little bit about myself. I'm not from Pittsburgh. I actually grew up about 3 hours north in Warren County, Pennsylvania, just on the border of New York and PA.
But you want to be a New Yorker, right?
And I do not want to be a New Yorker. No, I do root for the Yankees, so that's where one thing that Brian and I disagree on. I root for a winning team.
Nice. But
I came down here to Pittsburgh. I went to college down at California University of PA. I played a little bit of baseball there, and sports has always been a big part of my life. It's kind of the bones and the foundation of who I am as a person today. I got into this business with MediConnect actually through one of the workers that Brian has with one of his other companies, Steve Hoffman. I actually coached Bell Vernon High School baseball, which Lance can relate to a little bit. I coached with him for 4 years, and then I got over here. I do a lot of the marketing and operations for MediConnect, and this is a new venture for me personally. I've never done anything like this on the radio, so I'm very excited for that. And I plan on being here for a little while yet and learning the ins and outs of the business. And last person I would like to intro is our vice president of our company, Joe Randazzo. So Joe, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, Corey, I appreciate that. I want to talk a little bit about myself, just kind of let people know who I am. Apparently everybody here except for Lance and Corey grew up in the South Hills. So I don't know if there's a factor that works into our favor with that, but it works out really well. I currently live on the west side of the state right now and enjoy working with the Pittsburghers and the hardworking ethics that we all have. About 13 years ago, I met my parents had an issue with health insurance. And what they ended up doing was they weren't sure exactly where to get their answers. And they would call into the carrier and my mom would just call and try to explain it to my dad, which made it even worse because my dad hardly listened to my mom. So when I sat around and I started thinking, how can I make this better for them? I started trying to look into it. And then I realized, you know what? This is difficult for somebody, pretty much anybody, to even find and actually disseminate this information for how does it actually make sense for them. So I looked into it, figured out what was going on with them, and decided to actually make a career change because I was a carpenter by trade for most of my life. I worked hard just like most everybody out there in Pittsburgh. So what I did is I actually changed careers about 13 years ago. I got into the insurance business, found that I truly enjoy working with people and helping them out. Met Brian Breisinger back in 2008. He and I have similar work ethics. We would both be up at 2 o'clock in the morning sending each other an email saying, hey, how about this? What do you think about that? But what we ended up doing, I got into the insurance business by him helping me, showing me how to do it. And then he comes to me 3 years later about this opportunity about starting a company that's actually ingrained in the community and looks forward to helping people, seniors in that community. Thus, MediConnect was born.
Very good. Thank you, Joe. Our last segment coming up, we're just going to quickly go over the beginnings of MediConnect. So stay tuned to the MediConnect Roundtable on 3WS. Welcome back, folks, to our last segment of the MediConnect Roundtable. Our first couple segments, we just dived into a little bit of our own personal stories. Brian gave an elevator pitch on kind of his vision of where he wanted to take Pittsburgh's premier healthcare advisory firm. So, Brian, tell me, how in the world did this all begin?
I would like to say, Corey, that, you know, I was 19 years old. I had this grand vision of an independent healthcare advisory firm for the city of Pittsburgh that would be free of influence. So I systematically, you know, set out over the next decade. No, unfortunately, that's not the case. It happened like a lot of organizations probably are created, Sean. It happened by accident. I didn't plan it. If you recall, I had mentioned that I was in the retail space for financial advisory. So I was working with a lot of folks in the area here that were retiring or post-retirement, and they were looking at estate planning needs. That's what I did. I did that for the better part of 10 years of my career. However, one day, a lady named Sally from actually the South Hills of Pittsburgh, ringing tune there, walked into my office, and she had an IRA rollover for her husband who was recently deceased. He was a state trooper. And in the midst of the conversation, Sally broke down in tears, Corey. And I had asked her, you know, was this something to do with the retirement account of her deceased husband? And she said, no, that's not the case at all. I'm sorry. It's another issue that's just bothering me. And I asked her, I said, if you don't mind, you know, what is it? And she said, it's my health care, my Medicare Part B. And at that time, Corey, I knew enough about Medicare to maybe be dangerous. So I'd asked. Lo and behold, I find out she's paying or being charged almost $500 a month for her Medicare Part B premium. Wow. That's before she purchases anything else, Lance. Yeah. And I thought that the premium was somewhere in the $90 range at the time. So I told her I'd help her out, made some phone calls, found out a few weeks later, Sean, there was nothing I could do. There was a premium payment that was going to be due every single month, and she was going to face that penalty for the rest of her life. I just couldn't swallow that, Corey. That's really what was the beginning founding steps of what became MediConnect.
Yep. And then what, from what I understand, you found that little niche in the marketplace, that need that all of these people in the Pittsburgh area truly do need. And that's when you brought in Joe Randazzo. So Joe, when Brian brought you in here, what did you think? How did you get this thing off the ground and running?
Well, Corey, thank you. We began this whole MediConnect start of this business with a call center. We worked in two states. We were in Pennsylvania and Ohio. I had five representatives at the time. And we found out that basically the culture of Pennsylvania is, as everybody that's probably listening to this may know, we're just a very friendly place. We love to actually meet people. We go outside and actually say hi to our neighbors. I had lived in California for a really brief time in my life. I didn't know my neighbor for 4 years. But anyways, what we found in the call center is people like to sit down with an agent and talk to them across the table, review their options, go over the various things that they have the ability to have. And what MediConnect did is we brought the agents to them, sat down, the agents were able basically to hold them, walk them through their options, checking their doctors, checking their formulary, getting everything in order, so that it was a seamless transition into whatever plan we helped them with. It just made sense when we were doing this. And as we walk through it, we do it as a field representative or a call center. We're able to handle all that.
Thank you, Joe. And it seems like the common theme here is Brian started with the vision. Joe came in as an old contractor and started the foundation, laid the groundwork for what we are today. And then he even needed some more help. And that's where our two associate managers, Lance and Sean, come in. So why don't you guys just inform our listeners on the things you guys are doing now and what we have going on?
Yeah, so Medicare is very individual in nature. But there's also a lot of partnership that goes with it. And I think the one thing I really love about what we do is we provide expert advice to many different people within the community. Yes, we do it individually, but we've got great partnerships with our teachers. We have them with municipalities. We have them with all kinds of different organizations. And what we really need in this space is the ability to go somewhere where you can really trust people that they're going to give you the answers you need so you can make the decisions that are important to you. And that's a big focal point for us. We're out in the community all the time. Education, listen, if you get expert advice from people who really care about your best interest, that is going going to help you make sound decisions, and that's what we really focus on.
And Lance, what I really find exciting about what we have going on now is, you know, you think back a year ago, we were maybe doing 2 seminars in the community per month, and then we upped it a little bit during our busy time where we were doing 4 in the community per month. We have just launched an initiative where we are actually doing 8 seminars per month in the listening community here, folks. So listen, when you need that expert advice, we are going to be in your neighborhood at some point in the very near future. And what we offer to you during these seminars is we give you the breakdown on what Medicare Part A, B, C, D, all these extra letters that you have to look into. We give you the education on what you should be looking for on an individual basis so you don't have to root through your mail and read all this inundating information. So from there, we're proud to tell you that our seminars are free of cost, and we're just educating you. We're not selling you a single thing. So folks, check out our website. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on a seminars tab. You'll have a full breakdown of where we're going to be in the community. Again, we're going to be local to you here in the very near future. Come give us a look, see what we're about. We're happy to make this very simplistic for you.
To expand on what Sean was just talking briefly about our seminars, I know as the marketing and operations guy, I go to all of the seminars. I'm with you guys out in the community 8 times a month. And what do we average? About 25, 30 people per seminar that find value in the stuff we do.
I would say that we oftentimes have a full house. We are standing room only at this point, which has become very exciting. So we have quite a following now when it comes to providing this education.
Yeah, and like Sean said, you can find a full listing of our seminars at MediConnectInsurance.com, and you can always call in. We have people live right now on the phones by calling 888-818-MEDI-6334. And Lance, did you have a thought? Did you have anything to add to that as well?
My big thing is just, Brian, where do you see us going in the future, right? Like, we've built something that's growing, is making such an impact. What's your heart moving forward?
I believe that the organization long-term, Lance, is going to grow and evolve like many other firms do. And I can see MediConnect expanding well outside of this region into multiple territories throughout the country. It's a big, big need. You think about this for a second. Where can I go to get independent advice on my healthcare needs? I've asked that question over and over and over again, and nobody can give me a straight answer on it, because there really isn't much of an option out there for folks.
Right.
And if you think about that basic question, Lance, that question is asked, and there's people not getting answers all over the entire country. So I can definitely see MediConnect. You know, this area is just really a pilot to me, because it's showing that there's such a great need here. It's got to be needed elsewhere too.
Yep, well said. So that is a good place to stop for this week. Next week, we're going to dive into, Sean, Lance, and I, we will dive into the initial enrollment period. We have a lot of good stuff pertaining to that. So you can always give us a call at 888-818-6334. And stay tuned next week for the MediConnect Roundtable on 3WS.